You want to break down silo thinking and get all employees on the same page. But how? Silo thinking can lead to duplication of work and to waste of resources. And at the core were indeed multifunctional teams. They blasted away the old-fashioned silo mentality. Hello and welcome to the Lightwolf podcast. Whether you're listening for the first time today or whether you're a repeated Lightwolf fan, a warm welcome. And straight into today's episode. Over the last few months, my team and I, we've been working in Sweden, Denmark, Belgium, the Netherlands, Italy, Germany, the US, and in Dubai. Each time, it's about making companies not only financially successful in the short term, but also meaningful and significant in the long term. Each time, it's about strategy. Strategy development or strategy execution, strategy training. Or it's about leadership. Leadership transformation of a bigger group, sometimes a few hundred leaders, sometimes smaller groups. And it's about change. And almost every time, at some point in time, in the course of our projects, the topic that we are talking about today comes up, for sure. Silo thinking. Time and time again, our CEOs and other C-levels working in our clients would like us to help reduce silo thinking in their companies. Of course, because silo thinking can lead to duplication of work and to waste of resources. I've experienced this myself several times, especially in terms of innovation in large companies. Once, for several years, I've been employed by a wonderful big global beer business with a South African heart. The best performing company I have ever worked in. Remarkable. And I really loved working for this company. Yet, being the most local of the global brewers, we did have quite some inefficiency because sometimes the very same innovations were developed very similarly at the same time in six different countries. And for sure, habit was at play, but also a syndrome that I call not invented here. Not invented here is a syndrome that leads you to believe that if a new innovation, if an idea was not created in this country, then it cannot be good enough to win in this country. Which, in my view, is nonsense and wasteful. Because, yes, I understand the habit and I understand the feeling of insecurity if something as important as my innovation is developed in another country. I understand it. Until you do it. And we have started to do it and gained time. If this thinking and behavior, though, are addressed and stopped, then the strength of innovation and the speed of innovation can increase significantly. I've seen it in two different companies where I was employed. On the other hand, silo thinking can also hinder the company's growth as it becomes more difficult to open new markets, to form partnerships, or to develop new business areas. As a manager and leader of your organization, you want to avoid all of this. You want to break down silo thinking and get all employees on the same page. But how? I think you can do quite a number of things. Here are just a few ideas. Number one, clear goals, clear vision, clear strategy. Creating clarity is one of the most effective leadership competencies. Creating clear goals is super helpful. What results? In what quality? By what day? That is the definition of a goal. Not the way to get there, not many activities, not many verbs, but the outcomes. What result in what quality by what day? And maybe you can even add who's the one person responsible and accountable for delivering these results. Clear vision. What contribution does your company want to make the world a better world in the long term? Not just being the number one. That to me is not a vision, it's more a goal, and that's not that spectacularly intriguing or motivating to the world. It might be interesting for the owner, but as much as it can sometimes be positive to have a rallying cry about becoming number one, I think a vision is much more powerful. A vision is much more emotional and much more inspiring. Yeah? When you see a great vision, you want to become part of that team and you want to contribute to making that vision a reality. It's like a beautiful rainbow, magnetic rainbow that pulls you out of bed in the morning and makes you want to contribute to that company's success. That to me is a good vision. You also need clear strategy with clear choices, clear decisions. Strategy is about the path to your goal. So about the how your company will achieve its vision and goals. In which market segments will you play? And in which ones will you not play? Which activities will you use to achieve your goals? And which ones will you not use to achieve your goals? By the way, if you are interested in strengthening your team or strengthening your company in terms of clear goals, motivating vision, choiceful strategy, effective individual leadership, impactful team leadership, and you would like yourself or someone else or together with someone else, you would like to talk to me about these topics, then please book an appointment directly via the link in the show notes. I really look forward to meeting you and to listening to you. So that's number one, tip number one on how you can break down silo thinking. Clear goals, clear vision, clear strategy. Tip number two, multifunctional teams. Example. I was once working in a global consumer goods business in the early 90s. At that time, we still had a majority of the organization organized functionally. Only a few, although then over time more and more teams were organized in a multifunctional manner. And I have learned this time and time again that for quite a number of situations and needs, multifunctional teams can be very powerful. On that business, a baby care business in Europe, we had suffered quite a severe decline in profitability from 200 million down to less than 20 million. And then managed to increase profitability back to more than 300 million in the course of 8 years. And at the core were indeed multifunctional teams. They blasted away the old-fashioned silo mentality. And that really was a key contributor to these quite stunning business results. Another one, as simple as it may sound, is co-location. I had spent the first couple of years in marketing. I went into sales for 2 years. A great move. I'm so glad I've done it. And then later on, led a multifunctional team, the first multifunctional operations team in that market, and had about 70 different people from 11 different functions. And as I took over the team and I was invited and asked and tasked to turn these functions into a truly multifunctional team on three different categories, the first thing I've done is to look, where are all my people, right? 11 different functions. And they were based in 7 different parts of the building. Some were in the basement, some were in the top floor, some were in building 1, some were in 2, some were in building 3. Someone was about 500 meters away in the same campus, but at the other end of the campus. So I thought, One of the things I wanted to do, and I'm glad I have, is installing co-location. Meaning that within just weeks, we had found the right way, the right place. I didn't mind where I sit. I would have gone anywhere. I didn't mind where we sit. I just wanted us to sit together. 70 people co-located. And in hindsight, as simple as it may sound, this was one of the most effective things I've done in establishing multifunctional teams, i.e. co-locating people. All of a sudden, the marketing people, sales people, demand planning people, logistics people, finance people of the baby care unit were all sharing the same room. Many of them were sharing the same desk. And that fostered much better, much faster multifunctional collaboration and much better business results. So that's a simple yet powerful idea I'd like to share with you. And three, leadership and culture. I think it is enormously helpful to tear down silos if you promote and role model the right leadership and the right culture. They are very closely connected, in my view. And the culture I recommend is one of collaboration, openness, and appreciation. Reward systems can be oriented towards team-oriented performance, where the team delivers together and team goals become a significant part of individual rewards and recognition. One way is also to accept jobs in other departments, at least temporarily. As I said, in the course of a 12-year marketing career, I spent 2 years in sales and half a year in the communications department. Both of those career experiences proved extremely valuable to me because I broadened my view a bit. I broadened my experience at least a bit. I understood enough of sales to understand what they mean when we talked about business. I was able to interpret statements from them much more effectively and much more correctly than without having that experience. I'm so glad I've been in sales for such a long time. I had a great time over there. So having interdisciplinary assignments and changing jobs and moving into other departments for a couple of years, in my case, proved very successful. So that's another one for you to potentially consider. Leadership and culture. So in order to break down silos, silo thinking, and how to get everyone on the same boat, those three things might serve you well, at least for starters. Clear goals, clear vision, clear strategy, multifunctional teams, leadership, and culture. So now I have a little survey that I'd like to share with you and kindly ask you to participate in. Do you have multifunctional teams in your company? Yes or no? Please have a look in the show notes and please participate in this little survey. It helps us understand where you are. Finally, if you like this podcast, please click on the star rating in your podcast app right now. Please quickly grab your smartphone, click on the app, click on the stars, leave me a reference, and that would be great because I can learn from your feedback. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast on the topic of breaking down silo thinking, how to get all employees on the same boat, and I look forward to having you again here in the Lightwolf podcast at your convenience. Take care, have a great day, and see you soon. Your Stefan.